Welcome back to the Leo Effects. Holy crap, I hope you all caught that. That was wild. That was a cover of Danger Zone by my next guest, who is an actor, a director, a writer, musician. I'm getting tired just listing stuff. Like, this guy's been all over the map. He's got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And, you know, we just talked with Chrissy. I hope you were there to see that. The two of them are kind of like a dynamic duo in all of this. So now we get to hear the other side of the story and see where the truth lies in between. So please allow me to introduce the amazing Tony Gibson. How are you, sir?
Good, good, Ray. How are you doing, man?
Oh, man. After that song, I'm pumped.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a good time with that one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's on YouTube. People can go check that out. And that's just the beginning, right? You got all kinds of stuff in the works with musically.
Yes. Actually, me and a friend of mine, Mark Wilson, who owns the Magic Room Studios, kind of put that thing together. It was just something to have fun with, kind of sort of thing. But yeah, I've got some other pretty heavy stuff, and not me and Chrissy are on kind of a Viking kick. Got some that's kind of a hint of that, you know, a lot of the, you know, the deerskin drum, you know, type of primitive, you know, feel to it. So yeah, be coming out in 2021.
Things like that. Like, that's cool. That's cool. And I see you're sporting the Gypsy Moon t-shirt.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Always. Yeah. It's, yeah. Gypsy Moon will be out this spring. We premiered it in Dallas, Texas, at Haltom Theater, and had a really good turnout. A lot of the cast showed up, and good friends. They've always been a support of my career and stuff, and Chrissy, it turned out really well. So we're gonna do some I'm always one of those guys who will remaster a lot of different things before I send it out, you know, to the wolves. But I think everyone's gonna enjoy it. This is different, and the creature in it is gonna blow people away, I think. So yeah, it's mm-hmm. good jazz.
Heck yeah, that sounds awesome. That was received pretty well then.
Yes, everyone was basically, I didn't hear any chairs creaking. So that tells me that the attention was caught like throughout the entire film, you know. So yeah, it's it was my first, and it was, you know, 3 years in the making. So I've got several different more things coming up, you know, that other than Gypsy Moon that I'm really looking forward to. But Gypsy Moon will be it will be an eye catcher. It'd be different, you know. It'd be something entertaining for sure.
Right. So you just touched on exactly the first thing I kind of wanted to talk to you about is, what projects do you have coming up? Now, we talked to Chrissy about the Viking movie that's coming out. So I want to hear a little bit from you, being that this is kind of your brainchild. Like, what was your inspiration? Where do you see this going? Like, is this the start of something larger?
Yeah, right. It's a short film right now, but we've both also have friends over in Europe and things of that nature. And, we're going to put, tastes in an audience's mouth to try to, like, really, really grab them. And, hopefully, you know, the right people in the right, places will move this project from Northern Mexico to, you know, Norway or Switzerland, where I really want to be to shoot, like the film or the series, TV series, whatever kind of comes our way. But for right now, I can make New Mexico, Northern New Mexico, look like it's very, very Viking. I mean, there's caves up here. There is tons of snow. The mountains here are beautiful. It's when they say the land of enchantment with New Mexico, they it is what they say. It's a beautiful place up here. And my biggest inspiration has been Chrissy, to be honest. I mean, she's like Norse goddess. it's been different, but I'm trying to put a story, because I'm a big fan of, Vikings and stuff like that as well. And fantasy, as you well know, but I'm putting something out that's like different, it's the fight sequences and things of that nature are more along the Star Wars Jedi type thing. But we got, like these berserkers, that are like brutal and have zero morals. You got a side of the story that's kind of coincides with like the hero concept, heroic concept, right? So you've got, don't want to tell too much about it because I want to surprise everybody. But there's a female Viking warrior in this, where a lot of the Viking culture that I respect more than anything is that the women and men were seen as equals. You had women out there, being kicking ass too, and that was the thing, is they knew how to swing a sword. It wasn't this big eye little you type thing. So to me, that speaks volumes, to be able to put something out like that. And if you're going to build heroes, well, I want to build, heroes for both women and men. I want to build them for everyone. Because when we were kids, what was Indiana Jones? And, it was, Thundercats and things of that nature, Transformers. But Star Wars for sure, was one of my big things. But because I'm a nerd when it comes to Star Wars. But the Viking thing will set sail here very soon, mid-February.
Cool. And is this going to be more historically accurate, or is this kind of like, I guess the best term I could think of is Hollywooded up?
Right. Yeah, I try to stay away from a lot of, I know what you mean by Hollywood, kind of Hollywooded up. Everything I throw out there is probably going to be like different. It's going to like, it's going to like really take people for a loop. I'm not one of those writers who are like, trying to impress Hollywood or something. I mean, it'd be great, come play ball with them and everything. I've been out there, but we're going to do our own thing and make the best of it. To me, I naturally live in a fantasy world, so to see the way two swords would come together, or I give you just a hint of one of these things, as this Viking warrior is charging toward a mountaintop, and all these berserkers are coming down on him, and you've got the deflection of a shield as arrows are coming in, and deflection gets a guy through the jaw and up to the head, and at the same time an axe is swinging and he's countering that and then grabbing the sword and come, it's madness. It's complete madness, but it makes sense. It puts you in the highest form of an adrenaline while you're watching something. That's where I'm a junkie. I want to make people feel what is going on such an extreme level that their breath is taken, So that's the kind of artist I guess I'm trying to be.
Yeah, which I mean, that's how combat is anyway. It's just chaos.
yeah, it's control chaos. It's there's a method to the madness. There always will be, I think it'll take people for a loop, and it'll be a new way to kind of look at another version of some kind of Viking, or some kind of, fantasy folklore, taking some of the older things that are historically accurate, then kind of blending into things that are fantasy, during these times, with the drawings and stuff we see on the walls, we can only assume so much, right? Yeah. You know, what did they see and what was it, you know? I mean, who knows if you know, you didn't have some genetically modified, you know, evolution happening to maybe, you know, one of the dinosaur ages, you know, or a creature from the dinosaurs. Now, you know, and that this creature was something that, you know, a certain type of people kind of worshipped because they, you know, they thought they were getting power from it, with it being, you know, kind of, you know, the top of the food chain, so right. to speak. So, you know, that's something I'm looking to try to do. You know, I love monsters, and this is something I think I'm going to surprise a lot of people with here.
Yeah, which, yeah. I mean, we see that in the real world where, you know, take the, you know, classic example is the shaman. I mean, they revered right. the spirits and the animals, and you've got druids who revered nature and animals. Like,
yes,
like Kung Fu. Kung yeah. Fu takes straight from animals. They have animal style. So,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know,
yeah.
that's both historically accurate and awesome all at the same time. That's so it's right. like it's an action documentary.
right. Yeah.
That's cool. That's yeah. cool. Is there any first let me ask, are you going to be in the film?
Yes. I will be one of the Viking warriors. Cool. And also be directing it. So it's one of these things where I'm glad it's a short, because if it gets picked up, I won't be doing all three. I mean, I'll write it. Yeah. It's just too much of a headache for a full feature and stuff. So yeah. There's a lot that I guess people don't realize goes into like filmmaking, and it's very strenuous, you know, mentally and physically. So yeah. to be able to go out there and play and be the best you can be. I mean, you know, I would, you know, if the short film launches, then, you know, I'd put it in the hands of a very well-known director, you know, that way you could, you know, I could actually maybe give some inspiration or some spice or some ideas, and the guy would probably take off with it and, you know, make it phenomenal, which I'm good with, you know, I'm good with that. So, to be able to go out and be in character and speak the Norse language and stuff like that, they're going to have a little bit of that where you're going to have Norwegian dialect and stuff like that, where that's, you know, it puts you in the middle of the story. And, you know, you also, you know, you're talking to the world, you know, why not, you know, be deep, you know, go deep with it, you know?
Right. So, right. Yeah. And so you've brushed up on your Norwegian as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. 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 I enjoy it very much. And I've been getting pretty bulked up over here, you know, like been, you know, ripping up with what I do, you know. So it's cool. Yeah, it's coming along.
Yeah. And going completely a different direction, you've got something else that you're going to be working on later in the year, right?
It's a Western TV series. It's called Fox and the Bounty. That's going to be be shooting in the spring is what we're hoping to do.
Oh, spring. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, I've pitched this script over to, you know, people in Hollywood and LA, and a lot of friends of ours out there. They were blown away by it. You know, it's like, I guess I'm good at putting cliffhangers together. So, it's something I'm very, you know, very excited about. You know, I'm looking forward to getting out there and becoming, you know, a whole different character, you know, altogether. So Bourgeois is the French Cajun kind of a gunslinger, you know, and then you've got the lead actress played by Desiree Coss. That's her name is Belle, and she's basically on the run from a deprived gang of like misfits, like serious misfits, and they have a real bad reputation for just being dirty. So it's not that you know in the story, she's necessarily a damsel in distress. You know, once again, her character is very strong. You know, she's very independent, very, you know, I guess, you know, rebellious and bullheaded. So, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful collaboration of reality, as I would see it. You know, so it's gonna be neat to get that up and going.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see both of these.
Yeah,
man. Is there a particular actor or actress that you would really like to see, like a huge headliner pulled into any of your movies at some point?
At some point, yes, I would. I mean, I would love, you know, to work with, I mean, any of the top stars, you know, to be honest, even if they were like low level A-list actors, you know, that would be exciting. You know, it'd be something that I would look forward to, you know. There were several that I was looking at and to try to make it like a SAG project, you know, which is still maybe in the mix to do this, but we were looking at some pretty big A-list actors, and I was talking to their agents to bring them on board, but I didn't, you know, I can't mention any names or nothing, but they're big, you know, they're very big. So if it goes to that direction, then yeah, we'll, you know, I'll play ball when it gets to that point. But right now, it's just you know, who I have is honestly hidden gems. I'll be honest with you. I don't really do a lot of the hardcore casting. I mean, but I know a talent when I see it. Mm-hmm. And Ronnie Hummel was a big thanks to that, you know, as far as the casting and stuff. And several other different people that were on board. It was Fox and the Bounty executive producers. Yeah, the people that's involved are maybe they may not be known, they might not be from Hollywood, but I'll tell you what, I think they could jump right in there in the scene with anybody who was, you know, out there playing hard, you know. Yeah. You know, these you know, both the guys and the girls, they've got what it takes, you know. It's just they're just not you know, I guess they're not seen or they're not exposed just yet, you know, to the right people and got the right opportunities. But hopefully I'm just one stepping stone for them to get where they want. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, look at Harrison Ford. Before Star Wars, he was just building sets. And then next thing you know, he's Han Solo, he's Indiana Jones, and boom, he's huge. Boom.
That's right. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You just got to uncover them gems. That's all.
That's right. And don't never limit yourself. You know, I mean, I do music, produce, write, direct, act. I mean, I do a little bit of everything, you know, because I enjoy it. You know, it's fun. It's fun to me to be able to mold these different characters, you know, and then have something different for every time that you're in front of the camera. You're delivering someone different. So they're like, well, that is definitely a different, you know, your body chemistry, your language, you mean, mm-hmm. you know, they're like barely recognizable. That's where it becomes like a playground, you know, like it's really fun, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, you're kind of like the epitome of a creative. You dabble in everything, man. You've got the acting, the directing, the writing, the music. You're just all over the spectrum. That's awesome. So, yeah. You know, cool. And we've moved into the part of the show where, you know, we want to do the shameless self-promotion where people can follow your social medias. I want you to get those out there to everybody.
Okay. Sounds good, man.
So let them have it.
Okay. You can you can find me on Instagram at Howling at Full Moons. Tony Gibson on Facebook. IMDb, that is Tony Odell Gibson. I will have a website out here pretty soon for Gibson's Gate Productions. And Chrissy will also have one out as well as far as a website. Yeah, that's where you can follow me right now. And you know, there's more to come.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. Everybody get over, click the links that are going to be in the podcast description and the video description on YouTube. So, you know, click them, go follow, go like, keep up with this stuff. You're definitely not going to want to miss out on this. I promise. It's awesome. So there's only one order of business left, and I didn't get to do it with Chrissy.
Okay.
But I corrected that in the downtime. So okay. You are going to get a chance to spin the dreaded wheel. Now, the questions that are on the wheel, for those who may be tuning in just right now on this episode, right this minute, in which case that's a really weird time to tune in, but whatever, you're here now. The wheel has a few different options on it, and they're basically all questions, nothing super crazy, but they're fun. They're super fun, lots of different outcomes that could come of this. And the questions change every single time I have a guest on. So you'll never hear the same question twice. So if you're ready, we're going to spin this wheel and see what your fate holds.
Spin it.
All right. Let's do this thing. And you get Florida Man. All right. So Florida Man is, I'm going to read you two headlines from the wonderful state of Florida, in which the craziest man lives. Every headline just states Florida Man. So it's assumed he's just one guy and gets away with everything. So okay. I'm going to read you two headlines, and then I want you to tell me which one is the real one and which one's the one that I made up.
Okay.
So Florida Man. Florida man flashes buttocks at IHOP after impersonating a police officer to get free food. Or Florida man steals 850 pairs of underwear from Victoria's Secret.
Wow. Is the second one the one you made up?
Well, let me ask you real quick before I give you that answer. Why would you think that's the one I made up?
It sounds like, I mean, if I was getting free food, that'd be like a possibility.
I like it. Well, I'm gonna let you know a sad truth right now, and that is that I did you dirty. Both of those were real.
Oh, damn. We got a new president on the way.
Florida's a crazy place, man.
It is. It's insane.
No, the one that I had made up was Florida man starts fire to houseboat to fend off mind-reading fish.
That's a story in the making right there, too. Mind-reading fish. That's awesome, brother.
Yeah. So, I mean, good job. Thanks for, you know, playing along with that kind of stupid question there. You know, it seems like Florida Man pops up quite a bit with these interviews. So, I don't know. I might have to add some more to kind of spread this out, because, I mean, I've got Craigslist Prices Right on there. I've got Would You Rathers. I've got Two Truths and a Lie. I mean, there's... It could go any which way. So, Look, man, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to me, playing along with my games, and just keeping things upbeat, man.
Hey, right on, right, man. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here, man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime. And, you know, after spring, when things get rolling on Fox and Bounty, we'll have to talk about that some, get you on here, you know, do some more promoting, and we'll get you out there. One way or another.
That works for me, man. I'll be grinding away at it in the meantime. Oh, yeah.
I hear you. And thank you to all the viewers and listeners who tuned in to check this out. And I hope that you all played along with Florida Man and kind of thought in your head, you know, what this might have been. So I hope that maybe somebody out there was right. But thank you all very much. And make sure you get to these links and follow along. Like I said before, you're not going to want to miss this stuff. And, you know, stick around for the next episode. Thank you all very much, and we'll see you later.
Later.
Oh, now that was an awesome interview. Thanks so much for listening. You all are so great. And don't forget to head to Facebook, Insta, and Twitter and follow The Leo Effects. If you want to hear some comedy and ridiculous voices, check out Shattered Dungeons on YouTube and all other places podcasts can be heard. And you'll hear me voicing crazy characters, usually pretty terribly. So thank you so much. You all are the absolute best. And we will see you all on the next episode.